I don't remember if I asked him to or assumed he was. Or maybe the same circumstance.
It's all right in the sense if the point is what what would you have done if you didn't go to the hospital? What would you have done to help the boy?
Yeah? I don't have anything else. My question was, sometimes he can make his own asthma attack stop. And so my question was, can he handle it or not? And so I phrased it, should I take him to the hospital? And said, no. I looked at Sean and he looked to me to be beyond the place where he can usually stop himself. So I said,
well, but the thing is this, even though you said no and took the coin and you were angry at the situation, so somehow you were taken to the hospital and someone had to volunteer. And therefore, you personally didn't have to take him. So in your own mind frame, you didn't feel you want to take him. But then the other person's mind frame is that they may feel that that's the best thing to do. So maybe they volunteered after they saw what he was doing.
Okay, I can accept. My question was, is it all right to put for somebody else on a subject that's related?
Well, no, in a case like that, you don't do that. Flipping for another person's help. You flip for your own. See, because... Huh?
Maybe the son
could have. Yes, if her son had flipped it, then it would have given the indication what to do. The yes, we had, because remember, their life is in their particular nature, and you flipping for them wouldn't be interacting with it, though you're the donor of the ovum. But the thing is this, you don't want to put yourself in that type of decision making. I always let the person do it themselves. And their own mechanism will select the answer correctly. Then you can respond from that. But if I'm doing it for me, I do it for myself. But I wouldn't do it for sake and flip it for somebody's help. I'll say, if I gotta go, and do it for myself. Or not to go and do it for myself. So you have to, when you're relating to a situation like that, it's always to yourself. That way you don't make yourself feel miserable for having think you did the wrong thing or the right thing. Because their body survival mechanism knows the right answer. And therefore when they hold the coin to flip it, it makes the right answer for them. Then they have to live it. Well, again, this is a validation, but again, we prefer to use kinesiology on the person to get their kinetic reading. And so those are the reasons why we want the person's own mechanism to do the answering than just taking the responsibility like that and say that you have the answer from that way. Though that doesn't say you can't read off from that way and get some type of reading, but the chances are that the person's own mechanism is the best guideline to indicate what to do. Because the body doesn't lie to itself. It knows exactly what it needs, if it needs the orthodox or the unorthodox. So it knows that.
That verse has always really made things easy for me because I that I have all of the answers within me, and I do know when it's...
No, that's... Yeah. So basically that's where you're guiding yourself from inside. You found the word?
Nope.
Ubiquitous?
UBI.
It's UBI. What?
Say it again.
Existing or seeming to exist everywhere at once, omnipresent.
Okay. So there you have the answer. Constriction dilation is ongoing in any location. In anything that is existing, it equiflow can't stop. Constriction dilation cannot stop. Therefore, the Chinese people wrote their version of life as a yin yang, and they drew that symbol, meaning that within the structure of mass, there is an ongoing constriction dilation. And you call it chi, we call it life force, we call it energy, equal to the mass times the velocity of light squared. So the atom inside the mass is moving within its own ion. The ions cannot be off, there's no I off, they're all ion. And once they're ion, they gotta constrict and dilate. So they call that frequency. Thank you. But the frequency obeys period, which means it has momental conditioning within it. There's an ongoing periodic movement that cannot stop. It must constrict and dilate on time. It may not have any resonance or sound to stimulate it to come together to form a geometry, but it does contain its own internal resonance causing it to constrict and dilate independent of geometry. So pressure is another name for environmental existence of mass in momentum. So we call it energy, the energization or the energizing of the mass, the constriction dilation of the mass in a momentum state. This is a time rhythm. So God is life, and all life is action. So it starts off with all life is action, meaning constriction dilation within a momentum. We can't get there. That is what we are. There is no dead life. It's only living life. So that tells you right away, you're atomically immortal. That's what we call unveiling the Christ in you. It's the ion. When the eyes are single, the whole body is full of light. That is, the cells that make up your body contains the ions that are light. And the light is shining in the darkness of the cells, which is the ions are shining in the cellular structure of the mass. But the cellular structure of the mass comprehends it not. You don't understand why you should have light shining in your skin, because you're too busy thinking of who you are and not what you are. But let your light so shine, that is, whatever you are, let it keep shining inside of your head before jackasses, trees, or before men. Which one? Before men. The jackasses wouldn't be interested if you shine or not. But before men, that's other people like yourself, that they may see the good works, that is, the time you spend to do your biological TV audition and glorify the Father, visit the ion in you, constricting, dilating by the breath. So you are the living principle. Brother Jesus happened to put it in the agricultural language, but when we break it into the actual physics of today, we see he didn't say anything that we cannot experience. And in fact, the more we experience it, the more we appreciate the indication of it having been said 70,000 years ago, now coming in for the first time in an actual experiential level. So we don't have to be afraid to live what we are. In other words, what you are removes all the barricades of your mind and let you see for yourself you are living life energy. Those are words put together to incorporate the songs for the reinforcement of an idea. There are so many positive affirmations, and yet none of them will tell you you're a winner. So what good is it? Pick a factual truth about yourself, and that would be the greatest affirmation you could ever apply. Because when you're affirming something over and over repetitionally, to hear it, to act it, it's like arrangement of words that you want to become. You take any affirmation, what are they affirming? Something they want to become?
Something they think you are that you want to recognize.
I haven't heard them tell me in none of their mantras, I'm a winner. I'm the sperm that got to the ovum. What good is that to me? I've done been better from the time I beat the other jerks and beat the living human being. So that's what I got to establish, the actual acceptance. The other way, I'm not accepting me. I'm trying to fool myself that I'm not me. I am me from the fact that I am the winner over the other sperms that got to the ovum, coming out as a lousy jerk, totally ignorant of where I am. But I am me. And if I'm going to let the world around me harass me to make me feel sick, then why the hell did I win the race for? I came out here to cope with the world that is like myself in the uterine canal, and I am the winner of my own body. I am entitled to my own space. And what other people have to say, that's their headache, not mine. I don't want to carry it. If I want to care, then I deserve to go back in the womb and die, unless somebody else take my place. This is the true affirmation of yourself. Affirm the reality that you are living. Affirm the reality you have the right to that livingness. Because why? You wouldn't have got the opportunity, you wouldn't get the understanding to experience it if you weren't entitled to it. Nobody's sitting there but you. Each person is sitting where they're supposed to be at this moment in time. And think back, as I said, each moment in your life is unique, unrehearsed, a pearl of great price. Why? You're breathing to relate to the understanding of yourself. You're breathing to relate to the understanding of yourselves. Otherwise, you would not be breathing to relate to understand yourselves. You'd be down in the graveyard trying to get another body to start over. And when you try to get another body to start over, what would it be the purpose for? To understand? Or to get even with somebody who didn't give you a chance to stick it out? Then if you're trying to get back to understand, and you're right in the form that allows you to understand without having to go in the graveyard, then take the opportunity and be thankful that you have the understanding, and turn on the understanding and apply the understanding, because from the understanding as an initiate, you have the measurement of how your voice is hooked into the atom. That's why we take one revolution around the sun to get that alignment for you, and then you know which function you're operating from, one of the five forces. Then your body is building back itself. You are entitled to your reality, because you are endowed with the gift of having dominion over the elements that constitute your body. And the elements don't have a right to kill you. They have every right to harass you, but not kill you. And you have every right to exercise dominion to make them function efficiently. So it's a reciprocal exchange between you and the environment. And that is why, when we understand, we can grasp the moment and live the now. But not before then. We're still floundering and we're looking for magic. And when you live the now, that's the true magic. Because God can't take back your breath from you. He don't give it to you. And that's why He wants to become you. Every time you breathe, when He gives it to you, would you breathe? If you don't breathe, well, that's it. The facts are there now more and more as we look at ourselves. Thank you. Over there, and how they train you to relate in the now. You see, this is the essence of the process. When you understand that sonics regulate the actual geometry or structure of the environment, and you are that result of that sonics, and the link up between the brain and the body is that sonic. And to get the best result of the body as a functional organism is to leave the brain clear of unwanted sonics, and therefore you don't feel drained or vulnerable. You don't have the interference of the sonics that makes the body distort and feel sick. You see, most of us aren't aware of that. It's now it's becoming obvious, but the people who have spent years of meditating to slow the brain down to hear what is causing this mechanism to operate from within itself were totally taken by surprise that this body was not doing what they thought it was doing. That this body was simply held together by five screeching sounds, which we normally call noise. And music is only organized noise to make you feel interrelated with it. So that's why they took it and put it together and make music. But when you heard your actual mechanism making sound inside, it really take us by surprise to know that our bodies aren't making fancy sounds. We associate these sounds, yet these sounds maintain the geometry of the body, these sounds maintain the behavior, and the quickest way to distort it is your own mouth. So that's how come they've made the students practice silence, and they made the student repeat words so that the brain wouldn't drift all over the place. And those words had to do with a certain resonance with those five basic sounds that the body would stay functional or normal, because the brain was drifting so much away from what it actually is. Had they told the student that you are a sperm that got to the ovum and that your own resonance is locked up in the ignition of the bonding of the sperm and ovum in you, many people have already woke up to the reality of what they are. But we didn't tell anybody that because we weren't ready to handle that type of input of the actual facts about ourselves. Today, with the Western environment already crossing the frontiers of time into space, we can't anymore labor under the who to stay healthy. We have to face the what to function and stay healthy. And the jump into that is understanding. And the more we can see sound, and the more we can hear it and see it in combination, the quicker the understanding is speeded up in the human being to accept what we are.
In different planets that probably have sounds too. Let's say I was looking at my chart, I usually have a very good energy level. Now I had a low energy level for quite a while, and I looked at my horoscope, and it said that the Mars was opposed to the Sun and Moon conjunction or something like this. So is there a possibility, after I got to know what the cause of this was, to
a certain sound that strengthens the mass energy, or to,
the sound that
strengthens
the
mass
energy.
The horoscope does not have anything to do with the energy. It has a presentation of the things you have to face like hurdles in a journey, like the exit points off of a highway. but it doesn't have anything to do with the gas in your tank. The gas in your tank is what gets you down the highway, but you may have a lot of exits shut down for repairs, and that'll take you out of your way to where you want to go. But if you've got gas in your tank, you're not going to worry about that. You'll just have to put up with the nuisance of having some of the exits shut down that you can't get off where you're supposed to. You have to make a longer trip to the spot. And that's exactly what the horoscope is really doing to us. But as far as the gas in the tank, no. Your energy is you, if you breathe. It being low or high or normal, again, is your timing to yourself. So if you feel within a certain time frame, there are certain conditions that you have to face, you can do it in two ways, speed it up or slow it down. But there's no other way to get around it. So instead of pushing your energy to be faster, to overcome a situation when it requires a certain length of time to go through it, that'd be a waste of time and energy. So Equiflow was given as a quick means for you to have full control of your energy so that you function in a state of equilibrium and not be torn up with the too fast, too slow situation that confront you. See? And so we're not concerned now with the fear of the stresses of the horoscope. They have to be there to harass us. But if we take into consideration our own rhythm and cope with it, then we are not torn up by it. But if you're going to get torn up by your emotional stress in it, then that's not good. So it's the timing. In fact, the initiate should be more geared to the timing of the daily events in their lives, because that's why they're initiated. They are introduced to the actual physics of what they are. And every moment in their life is the unique experience that gives them the potency of their own energy and control of their energy, so that they're not vulnerable to the hearsay of the environment. But when you follow the hearsay of the environment, you will be made vulnerable by what you're saying. Before you know it, you're getting weak. If you don't do that, and you focus every moment on where you are and what you are, you have energy in surplus.
What about being in the sun? You know, sunbathing or something like that. I mean, you don't want to get very much, but if you were to sit out in your bathing suit for 5 minutes here in Tucson in the middle of summer, is that necessary? Is it necessary to get the sun on your face?
Heliotherapy or sunbathing, there are only two times of the day is beneficial. The rest of the time you get sick from it. It's between 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in spleen time, where the melanin is interacting with the pancreas. And so that's the only beneficial time that sunbathing is ideal to the body. And between 5 and 6 in the afternoon, at the end of the bladder, going into the kidney time. So those are the two times assigned by nature for melanin distribution, which is the sunbathing effect that you, while you're taking a sunbathing. The spleen and the kidney, those are the two time periods where the body interacts with the melanin. No. You sit in the sun between 9 and 10 and between 5 and 6 in the afternoon, and your whole body is exposed to the sun. But that would be the period when the melanin is working in your favor. The rest of the time you get sick from it. You get sunburn. And why you get sunburn is because the melanin isn't going to go there at the wrong time. The melanin has a certain time to which it's work and then it'll shut off.
But you can be out in the sun if you're, you know, you have on a jacket or a shirt or something, you can't do it if you're out at 2 or 3 or something. Or you have sunblock on or something.
To
sunbathe? No, I mean just to guard in there too. I find that since I get freckles and everything, and I just, a lot of the time I just, you know, cover up with my hand or something tied around here and maybe along my shirt. But I hate to think I shouldn't even be out at all. Because, you know, a lot of times I run out very.
The rays of the sun at certain time of the day is not ideal for the body.
Really stick to those times, and even sunblock.
Working out in the sun, those people get sick. A lot of them get sick, and those are the people I got to work on, because that's the profession, and they're forced to. Therefore, I give them skin food. Because why? They're cooked out there in the sun. Their skin is being cooked by the sun.
Well, I don't ever get a burn or anything because I'm very careful, you know.
But your skin is going to get dry. And that's a form of cooking for your skin.
I've noticed since I moved to Tucson that my fingernails and hair grow like at a phenomenal rate here. What is the cause of that? What is the cause of that? Or is that just me?
No. You live in a dry area. The terminal portions of your anatomy will suck up the moisture faster. So your toenail, your fingernail, your hair will grow faster in a dry area. Oh. Because they're the terminal areas of your physical body. We live in a cold area. Some other the part of the anatomy will grow faster. That's your chest and all your armpits. The tummy will grow faster.
I sure don't want my tummy growing fast.
Not. The northern man is pudgy. The southern man is smaller. And that's why all through the centuries the north beats the south. They are bigger because they are forced to grow bigger in the colder regions. If the deposits are of the cholesterol in the body, it makes them stay that. And so when they come south, they get smaller. All through the centuries it was like that. The cold region versus the hot region. And that's the parts of the anatomy that will do that. So that's why the person should move around back and forth. That's why the yogis told or did centuries ago, move to the four different ashrams that they had. one in each temperature zone, spring, summer, autumn, winter. Therefore, they were in control of their body energy. They were all doing the same study, but they were doing it in agricultural terms. Today we know that it was a natural science they've been doing, and we've taken the agricultural terms and applied modern terminology to it to free us from guilt. They did it in the agricultural term to make the people adhere to it by feeling guilty. And the reason they made them feel guilty is because a healthy person doesn't go to a yogi. In the first place, who is a yogi? One who has made himself healthy by living in unity with life. But before he ever got that state, what kind of person was he? He was a sick person who decided between having abused and chose avoidance or renunciation as a means of correction. It's good up to a certain point in our agricultural society. Beyond that point, it isn't practical. Avoidance is not the answer to health. Neither is abuse the answer to health. It is control. But we can't learn control until we abuse, avoid, and come back to control. So modern man has the opportunity for the first time to benefit from the others who had abused, avoided, and now combine the information into a non-guilt type of it, communication, and benefit so that they can realize what they are quicker. We don't have to live with the guilt of the agricultural language to feel healthy. And churchianity took advantage of that, and that's, nobody's going to criticize that or condemn it. That's what their role, that was their time frame, the Piscean Age. Now the Piscean Age is phasing out, and man is moving into the Aquarian Age, demanding that he be a responsible, understanding person. And the only way he can be understanding, he has to be flexible. So the more he flexibly becomes, the more understanding he generates. But the saying of the sunbathing is ideal, I've had to work with too many people who over sunbathe themselves. And people who work outdoors too much, they're burnt up.
Someone said we should really get out in the morning, so then I'm thinking I've got to get out. And so I'm doing it. Because I think it's supposed to be. But, you know, it's always later than 10.
Let me explain something. The sun, from 6 o'clock to midday, is in your favor. It begins to start to burn you after 11 o'clock. Right up to 5 o'clock, it'll cook you. Therefore, it's not your friend from 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock. From 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, it's your friend. And from 6 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock, it's your friend. You can make yourself into a toast, be my guest. If you want to work outside, and that's why the people in hot climates refuse to work from midday to 2 o'clock. All the countries, what you call mañana countries, know for sure that they want to sleep. It is not a healthy period of the day to be in the sun. You're breaking down your cellular structure. And the dollar isn't the answer. Your health is the answer. Once you start focusing on your health, the dollar is forced to come your way. But if you don't focus on your health, the dollar will let you down, because we go after the dollar at the expense of the health. And then we don't have any health, what are we going to do?
Between 5 and 6?
Outdoors or indoors?
It's outdoors. Or from before in the morning?
If I'm going to be out in the sun and swimming, I do it before 11 o'clock. And in the afternoon, I do it after 5 o'clock. Because the water is warm and I'm going in the sun out at that time, and I don't need no more than 15 or 20 minutes, I'm going to get the best suntan. You know why? Because the rays that are supposed to tan me are at a different angle than the rays that are supposed to cook me. But if I'm stupid enough to be cooked, and I was stupid enough to be cooked many times, and especially born in the jungle, you won't be stupid enough to be cooked many times, because you don't want to show up. So I had to learn burning up first and cooking up first before I learned therapy. Right? See, therapy is a different thing. Now you can have the beautiful tan between 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, or 10 to 11 in the morning, at 1 hour. Exposure of the rays would do more, not burn you. And between 5 and 6, the rays will do more for you. And we live on daylight saving time, so what are you really saying now? Mm-hmm. In areas where the daylight saving time, that's the pocketbook time, but not your health time. So if you really want to get the benefit of the sun, you can still use daylight saving time. No, you don't have it here. So if you're here, you have the biological time, so you're more healthy by doing it biological time. Well, this is your option. I can't prevent a person from making themselves sick. I've been sick, so I don't need it. So, if I can't go out in the sun between 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock in the day, and between 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the evening to get a suntan, and the only other time I'm allowed to go because of my occupation, you know what I do? I go buy me a sun lamp. Then I can control my sunbathing at my own leisure, because I regulate the distance of the angle of the light on my skin and the length of time I need to be exposed to it. And I have done it, and in my clinic I got it. We use it for therapy. What are you getting out of the sun that is desirable for a suntan? First ask yourself that, why is a man going in the sun to get a suntan? Most people don't even know why they go in the sun to get a suntan. Just because somebody else did it and looked brown. Then they end up sick and don't know why. The only value the sun has to suntan you is a absorption of vitamin D in your tissues. It doesn't have anything more to offer you. But because we don't get enough vitamin D, we don't have too much in food, the sun naturally provides vitamin D. But being cooked by the sun just to look brown is sickness, because skin cancer is caused by it. If you're going to go out in the sun, that the time is not practical for you, I'd suggest that you go just for a minimal time. And a minimal time is no longer than 15 minutes. You shouldn't be out in that extreme heat longer than 15 minutes, because it builds up enough time for the cells to cope with 15 minutes. Beyond that time, your cells will let you down. The sun wouldn't let you down, the sun will cook you.
Out of water or...
No, you see, let me put it this way. An hour is the actual exposure time within the correct time for the sun to do its job. Between 10 and 11, 1 hour exposure time, you're going to get a good suntan without any damage to your health. Between 5 and 6, an hour, you get that exposure, no damage to your health. But if you're going to stay out in the sun where the heat of the sun is working as a penetrant, not as a tanning principle, but a penetrant principle. You know what a Greek dose is?
Greek dose.
Uh-huh. Greek dose, you burn it black and scrape it brown.
You took vitamin D bill until I've been just never really gotten the sun much at all.
Your vitamin D content is in two ranges. The 1 hour range, what I said, we call it heliotherapy for the vitamin D. You go in the sun between 10 and 11. That's in the spleen time. That's for the vitamin D. And between 5 and 6, because of that angle, the light is ideal for now. Any other angle of light and any other time of day, 15 minutes is a safe zone. Beyond the 15 minutes, you go into the penetrant function of the rays. And you're not going to get vitamin D now. You'll get ultraviolet and infrared start penetrating through your skin. They're going to start cook you.
Well, what I was asking is, you should get out, or you should not think, say not get in the sun at all and take
vitamin D. No, if you can go in for 15 minutes, go in and get out of the 15 minutes.
Okay.
If you need sun so badly, it's cheaper to buy a sun lamp and do it in your house. What you're getting in the sun lamp is vitamin D. What are you going to do in the sun for that length of time is only for vitamin D. Today you could use a vitamin D pill to look brown.
Well, no, not to look brown. I'm just talking about your health.
Health? What has vitamin D got to do with your health? Vitamin D has nothing to do with your digestion or your... Vitamin D has to do with your skin immunity ratio. That's all it's for.
Oh, I thought it was an absolute necessity.
The man up in the north comes down south for a little while and goes back up looking brown and everybody's happy. You should call Eric the Red.
Like that.
When he came and stayed too long, they called him Eric the Brown. Not from lack of vitamin D.
Oh, okay. What's vitamin C? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought it was
B. Scurvy, you get lack of vitamin C.
Yeah, that's
right. Scurvy.
Yeah. And if you have
vitamin D is a deficiency for your melanin.
You know what causes rickets? Because I get rickets when I'm a kid. I thought it was B, lack of B.
No. The question is first establish what is rickets, then you'll find out what you really was deficit in. What is the symptoms of rickets?
Well, it's like malformation
of the bone. Now listen to what you're saying. A malformation of the bone. That means the calcium what?
Calcium levels is off.
No. You had calcium because they fed you a lot of milk.
Yeah.
But you didn't have enough silicone. It's like delivering brick to build a wall and no cement. What kind of wall are you going to build?
Well, that fall apart.
That's exactly what ricket is. It's called rickety, rickety, rickety. You see,
Walt is kind of royal something or other.
What?
Because of that. I've had to take all this coffee, Walt is kind of royal something. So I just thought that's what it was.
Cod liver oil? It's not for vitamin D, it's for vitamin E. And if you're giving it from a marine, any kind of thing from the marine, it's for silicon. Because that's where the marine life has more in their skin and their bones. That's why your fish oils will insulate you against arthritic conditions. Because essentially, you're a sperm and an ovum, an egg and a fish. Otherwise your body couldn't be put together. You weren't essentially a cow or a bird. The egg is there with the sulfur, and the fish is there with the silicon and the calcium. Their bone is the most flexible bone there is. The cow bone doesn't come close to being flexible. And we are originated from the sperm, moving into a quadruped, then to a biped, or an animal. Therefore, the structure of our calcium had gone through changes from flexible to rigidity. And the more rigid the bone is the more silicon it contains. Otherwise you won't hold together. I broke my bones. I had to build them back. And when they were feeding me, it won't build back. Because I was eating the thing at the wrong time. Today, if I want to build bones back, I feed myself with the feta cheese, that's a goat milk cheese, which is alkaline. Then I use silicone, which is a pickle. And I use iron, which is the spinach, but you don't cook it. And then I use the dolomite for reinforced calcium. Then I use the clarified butter to build the bone marrow. And before you know it, the bone is healing faster than any other method there is.
You don't need any extra salt.
The dill pickle gives you the silicone.
Getting feta cheese, and then I checked and found out that it was the cow milk. So then,
it seemed to be everywhere. So I went to a tea shop and I said, you got red tea that's not palatable. And they said, oh, yes. And then they said, this art is just tea. And so I thought, tea, can you just pronounce it? Nope. Well, you know, maybe that's all right. So,
call feta cheese is not feta cheese, it's called feta style cheese, made from cow milk. That's why you have to look at the label. Feta style, the word style, is made from cow milk.
Some of it doesn't say style.
Feta cheese is made from actually goat or sheep. That's alkaline. Anything that's made from a cow is acid. So there's nothing coming from a cow that's going to be alkaline. Anything coming from a sheep or a goat is alkaline. The cow is acid. No. If you can get donkey cheese, fine. Now donkey milk, that's even better. That's more alkaline. And if you can get deer, that's more alkaline. But since those things are not available, so the goat or the sheep is the next. And that's what you want it for, because the human milk, the human body is alkaline. A teaspoon. Teaspoon is minimum. That's if you're going to mix it into your feta cheese. But if you're cooking with it, you can go up to 2 teaspoons.
Okay, well, I'm just thinking, I don't even know how much, so I have a hump there, and I take a bite of it, and I think,
okay,
how much?
Whether
it takes
it
more.
Well, no, then you don't.
A dressing on the salad? Oil and vinegar?
Oh, you can add that too?
Yeah.
But not to that for your bone. What I'm talking about is to build a bone. Where you use the feta cheese and the clarified butter and the dill pickle. That's for building bones. Clarified butter made from cow's milk. But that's for your bone marrow. It's called ghee, that's the Indian name for it. But what are you eating it is because you're building the bone marrow back. There's no other food can do that, to build the bone marrow. No, you just melt it and separate it. It'll separate in 2 colors, yellow and white. You throw away the white and keep the yellow, or give your plants the white and keep the yellow. That's clarified butter. The plants will love you because they live on that.
Are we going to win all of the solar or what? Yes or no?
Yeah, he'll be learning it. First thing is not what you eat that makes you sick.
It comes out of
No. That's what you're going to learn tomorrow. It's not what you eat that makes you sick. It's when you eat it. When you eat it. And if you don't know your blood type, you'll be more sick by eating the wrong food. So you know your blood type? Typical example of those who are the A-type, who wants to sneak out and overindulge, and they would like to have to find out that they don't need to eat the what? Your blood type doesn't need... No, you know what blood type you're chewing up? See, those are the things you got to know when you're going to start eating food. Remember, we didn't grow up eating food for health throughout the world. We grew up eating food for survival and for taste. It's only now we started to eat for health. So all the other countries and all the different techniques we're finding out, it is not what you eat, it's when you eat it. So that's what you have to know, certain things about your health and your blood type. Otherwise you'll make yourself sick. No, I can, your blood type doesn't care for meat. But your blood type is the type that gets addicted to eating too much meat and drinking too much alcohol. Now, type O, they can eat and drink as much as they want, it won't bug them. But they're the ones who like to do what you like to do. Stay away from it all. They don't want to touch it, they want to be holier than thou and save the world. Those are the type O blood. They go be martyrs. See? Now a type A blood is designed to do without it. But they're the types who want to overdo it. Because they come into it and then they're going to go and overdo it. And so they become addicts when they can live without eating it. And the type O, who could not live by eating it, they're the ones who want to avoid it. The type O, they don't want to touch alcohol. They don't want to touch a piece of meat, and they'll go to the extreme of the egg. And they'll try to avoid all of that to be holier than thou, type O. But then they find out that they get sick. They're the biggest martyrs and do-gooders. Yeah, that's why you must know your blood type. So if you're going to study nutrition for your health, that's one of the things you must know, your blood type. Otherwise you can get sick. Alright. You ever get a cold?
I used to get many colds. When I was a child, I was sick.
Mm-hmm. And that was from doing what? Eating no meat or eating meat?
My parents made me eat meat.
Keep talking. Keep talking. Keep talking. And then they made you eat ice cream?
Yeah, not so much, you know, like common here. But never happened.
But when they made you eat a lot of meat and chicken and then you had lots of colds, right?
Yeah.
You proved my point. The type A blood, they get the worst type of colds.
Yeah, I was sick all the time. I had
Yes, and you know, spitting up mucus, right?
Yeah.
Funny joke. But that's what you're gonna learn tomorrow if you come to the class. See? And who is the type O? Good. Good. Really hard-headed, nitty-gritty type.
Right.
We want to save the world and end up mock-up. See, that's what I'm talking about. we are the type who is going to save the world, gung-ho, end up getting more sick in the end. Come on, it's a joke. But see, the thing is that nature doesn't have 100% anything. There's no 100% alkaline and there's no 100% acid. It's 80-20. And to be 100% alkaline, that's what a type O and a type B tries to do. They don't want to touch none of the stuff. They want to be total vegetarian, only to what? Get a disease that breaks on their body. Then they got to cook it. You see, I grew up where we had to help Daddy kill the creature to cook it in the pot to the point where you don't even want to touch it because your best friend going on in the pot. But after I was such a teetotaler and then I got sick and I found out when the doctor told me what kind of sickness I had, I said, impossible, doc, I don't even drink and don't smoke. Sorry, you got it. And then I said, from then on, when the man that abstains and the man that indulges get the same disease, they're ignorant. That is not realization. And I go find out for myself for sure, what is realization? Then I found out it was not what I ate that made me sick, it's when I eat it that makes me sick. So I had to change my whole entire system of eating and go back to when. Now, a little is medicine, too much no good. So that's why we have to know our blood type if we want to stay healthy. Someday, when we're advanced enough and we can beam in on our own resonance, we can go hold the machine and beep the body in to match the blood type. Well, look at what you put in your mouth already. You know, I'm going to tell you something, dear sister. I'm going to tell you something, my sister. Before you were initiated, those words will have no effect on you. And they have very little effect. After you're initiated, those words take greater effect because you are locked into the sonics of the atom with your mouth at the point of initiation. Therefore, we can't tear down the temple of God by labeling it what it's not supposed to be. Because then we pay the consequences of it in the end, and then nobody did it to us but ourselves. We have to realize that an initiate is no longer a passenger. They're a driver in their own vehicle. Yes, you can. That's one good thing about the grace. Brother Jesus don't give the grace. If you're going to make a mistake, bless it. And if you recognize that you made a mistake with your voice, you can punch in cancel, cancel. Mm-hmm. We have that right. The elements do not have a right to kill us. We have a right to tell them what to do. So even if we use incorrect sonics regarding our physical frame in order to make those elements hurt us, we put the triggering, we can put the canceling. So when you refer to yourself in a certain way, you've made those elements lock in. But then when you come to understand that you did it, you can also come to the understanding that you can cancel it. But only the initiate can cancel. The non-initiate can't cancel. Because they're not permitted to drive the car without a license. You are given the permission to drive the car with you in your own mechanism, because you are given the power to hook the atom up with your voice. That's why we have to be aware of what we're saying to ourselves as soon as we become initiates. That's why you find the Eastern gurus, they have a different approach. They try to make the person stay in the ashram and repeat words so he doesn't spend the time talking words that muck up his health. They call it repeat your mantra, or prayer unceasingly, or repeat your rosary, or keep your tongue between your teeth. And that way you don't muck up yourself too much. Over here you got the freedom to muck it up, clean it up. But that's the beauty of it. You're entitled to make yourself sick, you're entitled to clean it up. And you wouldn't appreciate it if you didn't do it. That's the one thing about doing it this way. When you muck it up, you can clean it up. Then you appreciate it more. So what do they say? No pain, no gain? Equally true, no pain, no grain. Well, what time is it, Sister?
10 to 11.
10 to 11. How many more minutes we got? Please, what? Huh?
About 20 minutes.
Are you Vedic?
Intensive.
No breaks,
just through.
Sure. Computer is able to take the sound and convert it to its own geometry. And we wanted to line up the different centers in the body. So it's a way in which we are looking at sound working through the body and how we can interact it for healing. The one that we had the machine convert through the computer and bring out the actual geometry. And those who you may recognize certain designs that they're doing in other type of researches. The man who we put it together was one of the men who did most of the work in a lot of these other computer work, but then in the different corporations he got felt he was cheating for his ideas and his inventions and everything. So he got angry with them, and instead of I was introduced to him, and I said you don't have to feel suicidal with anything. This is my work. So I gave him my card, and then he looked at it and says, I'll see you, and he left. And then a few days he came back and said, I tell you what, I've checked with my lawyer, and he said, you have the right name for what I need to get even back with that, to those who took me to the cross. He says, I like the term longevity lifestyle. He says, I'll work with you with ideas towards therapy. I said, fine. He says, I'll take your prisoner of love and convert it to computer music for therapy. And this was the first breakthrough that he did. And what you did. Get to see how it's done for the human body through the computer. And then we'll talk about working with the new therapy.
Would that be considered good revenge?
So is this going to have an effect on us while we're watching it, or is it
going to
be
a machine of therapy? It's the sperm and ovum incorporated into the body at the working through for the first time by the, so you, it will work on your body.
So it will work if you watch
it? Yeah, it'll work on you. So you have a prisoner of love production from the minute.
Thank you.
five song